Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PC's preparation. Three Panchayati Raj institutions from Tripura have just received top honours at the National Panchayat Awards, a remarkable achievement that highlights the state's progress in local self-governance and sustainable development. What makes this significant is that these awards, conferred by the Ministry of Panchayati Raj, recognize excellence in areas such as poverty-free and enhanced livelihoods, healthy panchayats, and socially secured panchayats, among others. First, let's understand the context of these awards. National Panchayati Raj Day, which is traditionally celebrated on 24th April, is when these awards are usually announced, but the 2025 awards were announced in early April 2026. Based on the performance of the financial year 2024-25. Now, let us look at the winners from Tripura. The Ministry of Panchayati Raj operates two flagship award schemes for Panchayati Raj Institutions, or PRIs. The first one is the Deen Dayal Upadhyay Panchayat Satat Vikas Puraskar, which evaluates thematic performance across 9 themes aligned with the Sustainable Development Goals, or SDGs. These themes include poverty-free and enhanced livelihoods, healthy panchayat, child-friendly panchayat, water-sufficient panchayat, clean and green panchayat, self-sufficient infrastructure, socially secured panchayat, good governance panchayat, and women-friendly panchayat. Each gram panchayat is scored against indicators under the chosen theme, and winners receive cash prizes ranging from 25 lakh to 1 crore rupees and are recognized for replication nationally. The second award scheme is the Nanaji Deshmukh Sarvottam Panchayat Satat Vikas Puraskar, which is the highest district-level recognition. It evaluates the holistic integration of infrastructure and service delivery, digital governance, livelihood, and MGNREGS implementation, as well as SDG localization. The first-ranked district panchayat receives 5 crore rupees. What is notable about Tripura's performance is that the state, despite being one of India's smaller states with an area of 10,486 square kilometers and a population of approximately 36 lakh, has a significant tribal population, around 31%, governed partly under the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council, or TTADC, under the 6th schedule. The state has historically faced challenges in governance and infrastructure due to geographic remoteness and insurgency legacy. However, the awards reflect the BJP government's focus on panchayat-level service delivery since 2018, under the leadership of Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha. Now, let us turn to the constitutional framework of Panchayati Raj in India. The 73rd Constitutional Amendment, passed in 1992, gave constitutional status to panchayats, mandating 3 tiers, gram, intermediate, and district, elections, reservations, and state finance commissions. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance. You should remember the 73rd Amendment and Panchayati Raj Institutions, the 11th Schedule, which lists 29 subjects devolved to panchayats, Article 243d, which deals with reservation for SC, SENT, and women, and the 6th Schedule, which pertains to tribal areas autonomy in northeastern states, including Tripura. Also, note the significance of state finance commissions versus the Central Finance Commission, and that National Panchayati Raj Day is celebrated on 24th April. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. India has approximately 2.55 lakh gram panchayats, which is the largest decentralized governance network in the world. National Panchayati Raj Day, 24th April, marks the date in 1993 when the 73rd Amendment came into force. As of 2024, over 46% of elected panchayat members are women, exceeding the constitutional minimum of 33%. Tripura's 6th schedule areas are governed by the Tripura Tribal Areas Autonomous District Council, or TTADC, which has its own legislative powers separate from the state's panchayat system. The eGram Swaraj portal, launched in 2020, digitizes panchayat planning, accounting, and asset management, and is a tool that high-performing panchayats like those in Tripura use for governance transparency. With this knowledge, you will be better equipped to understand the significance of Panchayati Raj in India's governance structure and how it impacts the country's development and the lives of its citizens, particularly in states like Tripura, which have made notable progress in local self-governance and sustainable development. The success of Tripura's panchayat serves as a model for other states to follow, highlighting the importance of effective governance and community participation in achieving the sustainable development goals.